This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Ben Ches, like in Chachom, 13 shuras down from the top. Omer Rami Bar Chami. Omer Rami Bar Chama, ho, the Rav Chist and the Rabbe. This machlekes between Rav Chist and Rabbe, if he baked on Yontif in order to eat after Yontif, if he gets malchus or not, Rav Chista says he gets malchus. And Rabbi says no, because if hoyel, hoyel means, if Orchim would come that day, even though he does not need it, Orchim would eat. So therefore, it's also considered baking for Yontif and his patum. Again, if he baked on Yontif for hoyel, Rav Chista says he gets malchus. But Rabbi said, even though he does not need it for himself today, but Hoyel, maybe if Orchim would come, they would need it, so it's considered like for today. And therefore it's Potter. She said, that machlekes is the same machlekes of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Elezer, Sava Elezer holds, I'm reading Hoyel, when you're making matzahs on Pesach itself, on Yom Tov Pesach, and you separate challah from the dough. Now, you separate the challah, you have no right to bake the challah because you're not going to eat it. But if you won't bake it, it'll become chametz. You'll have chametz in your house. So Rabbi Elezer says you don't separate, you bake all the matzahs, and later, one matzah you take, and you give it for challah. If it, after it's baked, it can become chametz. Now how can you have one matzah that you baked not for yourself to eat? Because at the time when you baked, we said hoyel. Hoyel, since it's possible that every matzah was for you to eat. Only you'd give challah a little piece of each matzah. So even though afterwards you took one whole matzah out and made it entirely a challah, so it comes out that this matzah was not baked to be eaten by you on Yontif, still is no aveira because of hoyel. You could have eaten every matzah and left a little piece of it for a challah. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't do that. So let's say he doesn't hold hoyel. If you take out a whole matzah later and say that's for challah, here's a whole matzah that you put into the oven, not for yourself to eat on Yontif. So Yeshua says a different story. What he says is something else later. We'll see later. But he doesn't say you can bake it. So let's say that Rav Chista and Rabbi Yeshua are the same sheet that you don't say hail, and Rabbi Lez and Rabbi the same sheet that you do say hail. Say that. If you're baking a loaf on Yontif, even though it's more than you need today, no harm, because you have to put it in the stove anyhow. So therefore, even though some of it will remain for tomorrow, no harm. But suppose you're baking two loaves, one for today, one for tomorrow, it's awesome, because the one for tomorrow you're putting in the stove unnecessarily. Yet also, to bake in order to take one matzah out separately, that one matzah is being put into the stove to bake only for challah purposes, not for you. But if you intend to bake all the matzahs to eat, all of them, only a little piece will break off from each one for challah, no harm. So even though eventually you take one whole matzah and make it challah, but hoyel would be a svara, since you could have broken off one piece, a little piece from each matzah, therefore that's the heta. That's the machleki, if it's a hail or not. Oh, my love, Papa, every Dilma made it. What's the comparison? At Kandakoma, Abelez, or Hossam, when do you say, Damin and Hoyel, that you can bake all their masses? Because it's possible to separate from each mass a little piece, and even though eventually he doesn't do it, he gives a whole masa. So there's Mutel, Hoyel, Elo only. To be eaten at the Ko'aile, the Tanuah, at the time that he's bringing it, each matzah into the stove, Kol chode v'chode chaz yelei lide day. Every matzah is fit for him. Almost every matzah he's going to eat. Almost the whole of every matzah is going to eat. So every matzah is fit for him. And even later he decides to take one whole matzah for challah. But at that time, every matzah that is baking, almost the entire matzah is for him to eat. Even though I break off a piece for challah, but since every matzah is fit for him to eat, it wouldn't be any problem. So that kind of a hail we say. And even though later he separates one whole matzah for challah, but at that time he's putting the matzah in the stove, each matzah was fit for him to eat, except for a little piece that he would leave over for challah. But here, when Rabbi says he bakes for Yom Tov L'Chol, Rabbi says he gets no malchus, because if Orchim would come along, this would be fit for Orchim. The Orchim who does, it's fit for Orchim, but the Orchim are not there yet. Orchim only hypothetical, they didn't come yet. They L'Chol, he was not fit, because he doesn't have to eat anymore today. Amen, I would say, Ochenami, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Lamri, don't say hail. So again, Rabbi Eliezer would say in the case of Rabbi, when a man is baking for tomorrow, and just because maybe Orchim will come as fit for today, that's why he shouldn't get Malkus. He has no Orchim right now. But in the case of the Matzah with the Challah, right now every Matzah he puts into the stove is fit for him to eat. He can break up a little piece. For challah. So therefore, that kind of a hill we say. So even though eventually he'll take a whole matzah for challah, still at the time of baking it, every matzah is fit for him. That's the difference. Say that. And he's also saying, you cannot compare the machlekes of Rabbi and Rav Chisda to the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer Meshua. The Dil Maloi maybe is not the same kind of machlekes. When did Rabbi Yeshua say the lamb and hail that you cannot bake all their matzahs? Because there's one matzah, the lochazia lowly day below, it's not fit for anybody. That matzah that he's going to separate, he tends to separate one matzah for challah. So eventually, that matzah nobody will eat today. So therefore, it's not Shayach Hoyal there. Avol Hocher. But here, when he bakes from Yontif to tomorrow, the Choseloch, it would be fit, at least for Olchim, if they would come today. And I can say, Hocher Namri Hoyal. Maybe even Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Shua would say Hoyal. Again, in the case of the Challah, you're baking on Pesach, so there, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say hoyel, because it's something he won't be eaten today. He wants to separate one matzah, which he intends to do. One matzah for challah, he won't eat it because it's challah, and there's no kain to give it to here, so nobody's going to eat it. It'll be baked for nothing. That's why Yeshua say you can't do that. But in the case of baking from Yom Tov L'Chol, if Orchim would come along, and there's a possibility at least Orchim might come along, so therefore, it would maybe Rabbi Yeshua would also say Hoyal, and therefore he wouldn't get Malkus if he bakes from Yom Tov L'Chol. Say that. Omru Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said, what Rami Bachome said above, that the Machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua in the machlekes of Rabbi, of Christian Rabbi. It doesn't go on the remarks that were said in between. Omer Bachomer, we were started out today, said the machlekes of Rabbi Lezer Yeshua, we can explain, it's the same machlekes of Christian Rabbi, if you say Hail. So he said that the Rabbanan said that, come in the presence of Rabbi Zeher. Rabbi Yemeye, Kibble accepted, he was happy to hear it. He finally had a parish on the machlekes of Eliezer Meshua. And Rabbi Zeher, he didn't accept it. Omalei Rabbi Yemeye, Rabbi Zeher, Milsa, the Kashalon, the Asher. a thing that was difficult to us, and it continued. We didn't know the reason for the machlekes. Kamo shonim, many years, by my pligi of Lezer of Yeshua. What's the machlekes? Hashtyamu, and now they said, Mishmei de Gavarab, and they were great men, Homi bar Homi, explaining it below in the Kab, we won't accept it. How can I accept it? The Tanina, because we learned as follows. According to you, that you can bake all their matzahs, so you're able on the sasa komalacha, because one matzah you're going to take as part to give to the challah. That's not for you to eat. So you're doing melacha. V'shosik. And Rabbi Eliezer was silent. He didn't answer. So it seems that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold hayel. Because the i'ato, is. And if it were true that Rabbi Eliezer holds hayel, why was he silent? Lema, let him answer. Tamed di mishum hayel. My reason is because of hayel. He's not labor on doing melacha on yontif. So that's what Rabbi Zera objected. Since we see that Rabbi Eliezer was silent, it means he agreed. That's a good argument. That is being over on Malachas Yontif. So he does not hold Hayel. Omalei. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Zera, if you think the fact that he was silent in the Mishnah means that Rabbi Eliezer did not hold Hayel and he agreed, he consented to the argument, so I'll ask you another question. The time I heard according to your story, oh, they tell me in the Bereisa, well, in the Bereisa. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Eliezer, he said to Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvorecho, according to your words, that you say, you can separate challah from the dough, and let it stand, even though there comes chometz, harei yo eva mishum bal yo matzei. So is Abraham having chometz in his house? That's what Rabbi Eliezer argued against Rabbi Yeshua in the Bereisa. Vishor siklei. And the Yeshua is silent, didn't answer in the Baraisa. Well, you say, because he didn't answer in the Baraisa, Ochenami de lo hadalei, does it mean he didn't answer anything? You see, Hokam hadalei b'mas nisim, that he did answer in the Mishnah. I mean, even though he didn't answer in the Baraisa, he answered in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, lo zehu chometz, shimishorin al mishum baroi b'arimotzim, because it's not his chometz. That's why he's not Eva. So the fact that he was silent in the Baraisa doesn't mean he agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mishnah tells us how he answered back. That challah is not his property. He separates challah. Let it become chometz. He was silent in the Baraisa, but he answered in the Mishnah. I can say the same. The Kasha, the Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer. How can you bake all the masses? He'll be able to know Sasa Komalocha. And Rabbi Eliezer didn't answer. I can say, he was silent in the Mishnah. But they did answer. Where? B'mechilte achir, some other place. B'chilte means a compilation, like a baraisa. He answered someplace else. B'chilte means a compilation. He answered someplace else. So even though in the Mishnah he was silent, doesn't mean Rabbi Eliezer agreed. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, Isa Malacha on Yontif, but Rabbi Eliezer holds Hayel. Say that. Tanya learned the baraisa, Rabbi, and I look like Rabbi Eliezer, that you can bake all of them with the thought that maybe you'll break off a piece of each one for challah, and even though eventually you'll take a whole one and give it to challah, it's muta. And Rabbi Yitzchok Omar Lochake ben Beseiro, who said that you don't follow Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua, you can't bake it, he doesn't hold that svar of hayel, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, who says you're not able on it because it's not yours. I mean, Ben Seir said, you take the piece of dough that you separate for challah and keep it in cold water so it shouldn't become chometz. Finished. Now starts a new subject. How much dough is it possible for one person to handle that it shouldn't become chometz in the process? Because while you're making it into dough, it's rising and it's becoming chometz. So how much is it possible at one time for you to handle and be able to mix it with water and knead it and put it into the stove and bake it before it becomes hummus. Understand? They're not talking about matzah mel. They're talking about regular flour, which they're baking for matzahs on Pesach itself. Rabbi Yishmoel ben Ori shel Rabbi Yechem Ebreika imel bechitin kabayin. 2 kav of wheat. That's the maximum. More than that, you might make it into hummus before you finished baking it. Or beser, in the case of barley, shleishes kavim. I mean, barley doesn't become as quickly hummus as wheat. Rabbi Nosson, Oymer Meshum, Rabbi Elazar, Chilef Hadon. He holds barley is opposite. It's more quick than heat. I finished. But Tani, think we learned about Isaac, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Dari, Shalvi, Yechim, Ebrei, Kaimer, Bechit, Meshleishes Kav. In the first, Baraisa says 2 kav, and here it says 3 kav by wheat. Ubisir and Arbor Kav. In the first, Baraisa says 3 kav by barley. Here it says 4 kav by barley. It's a kashe on one Baraisa and another. And from a little kasha. Oh, Bakasik here is talking about poor quality wheat and poor quality barley. So that poor quality, so we say that a bigger amount you can use before they become as chametz. Oh, be maliesa. He is talking about better quality. Better quality, you can take only a smaller amount to knead at one time. First chapter here. Good quality wheat gives forth more flour. Not talking about flour, talking about wheat. So good quality wheat gives forth more flour. So 2 kav of good quality wheat give as much flour as 3 kav of poor quality flour. Of poor quality wheat. So therefore it's exactly the same. It's 2 kav. 2 kav. Of good quality wheat produce the same amount of flour that 3 kav of poor quality wheat. So it's the same amount exactly. I say that aside. Oh my love, Ope Shmami, now we're learning from that the disparity, the unevenness of the ratio. Good wheat, we say 2 of good are like 3 of poor wheat. But by barley, 3 of good barley is the same as 4 of poor barley. So we see the ratio is not the same. Shmami olam for this, giri and pite chasirta mechita maliese, that poor quality wheat are worse than good quality wheat, fay more mid giri and sare chasirta mechita maliese. More than poor quality barley is worse than good quality barley. I explained. Eel also, because in the case of wheat, tilta. It's a difference of 1/3. Let's say 2 kav of good quality wheat produce the same amount of flour as 3 kav of poor quality wheat. But hocha here, Riva, but 3 kav, but 4 kav of poor quality barley produce the same amount of flour as 3 kav good quality barley. So it's a smaller difference. So therefore we see that there's a bigger difference between poor quality wheat and good quality wheat, and between poor quality barley and good quality barley. What kind of scholarship is that? What kind of love is that there? Omarav, no, that's all. And what difference will it make? Difference will it make when you do business? And no, don't know how to do business. Say that. Omarav. Now, before we learn, 2 kav is the maximum of wheat. So Rav says, kav melugnoe le pisra. A kav of a certain place, and it's called the kav melugnoe for Pesach. It means you shouldn't need more than 1 kav of that because it'll become chametz. Now whether that's the 2 kav they said above, or it's a chumre, whatever it is, that's the amount it's telling you. You shouldn't need more than that for Pesach at one time, because you cannot keep it from becoming chametz. V'chein lechalek, and it says something else. A kav melugnoe is a shia that you have to separate chalek all year round when you're making the dough. That amount is chayv chalek. Less than that amount, you're potter for giving chalek. So I remember what now, but we learn Hameshes Vevoim Kemach Ve'eid Hayomim Ve'kale. Four, five fourths of a lug of flour. And a little more. A chayim Ve'kale. A little more than five Vevoim. A Vevoim means a lug. Five Vevoim means five a lug. A little more than five a lug of flour. Yechayim Ve'kale. What are you telling me? A kabe melugnoi. And for Gemara, Hochi Koma, Hochi Koma, this is what he's saying. Kabe Melugnoi, Nami Ahai Shurekoi. A Kabe Melugnoi is also the same measure as five Revoim Kemach Beri, say that. Rabbi Yosef, we just learned, a Kabe Melugnoi is five Luk. Chomish Revoim is five Luk. That's the amount that were matir to knead and bake at one time. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Hani no shididan, our women nohuk made a custom lemeifa to bake kapisa kapisa. Kapisa means three luk. Kapisa. You're a machmer. Not to bake a whole kabe melugnoye, which is five luk, five revoyim, only to bake three luk at a time to make sure." Be able to finish it and bake it before it becomes chametz. Omar Abaya, my daughter, what's your intention? What's there with the purpose of this chumra? It shouldn't become chametz. But chumra is la chumra. But chumra also le kula. So chumra turns out le kula. Do you call mafke le bechala? You're taking it out of the chiv bechala. But you're baking a smaller amount. You learned above that five revoim is a amount for chala too. That's not your part of bechala. So the women who bake a small amount each time are becoming potter from chale. Or Malay said, no, they're not potter. The often they can do kirabi alezer. The time in the mission of alezer, when a man pulls out the finished loaves from the stove, any time during the year, and each loaf by itself is not enough to be chayav from chale. But Noisa and Lisal puts it all in one basket. So when all the loaves come together in one basket, Hasal made soft on the challah. The basket adds them up to the shear of the challah. They come chayev in the challah. And therefore, when they're all together in one basket, you can separate challah from them. So we did both things. First, we baked them small amounts in order to be sure it doesn't become chametz. And then we put them all together in one basket to be chayev challah seder. But even though when you made the dough, made it in small batches, still later you put together in one basket, the basket in mitzarev, adds it together, so we follow Abeleza. So he said, we learned Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when did we learn that it can become one? Because he put it together, Ela Kikre Shel Bovel, and the awakening made in Bovel, like we make our challahs. The challahs are like buns baked together. That's how our challahs frequently are. It's like separate buns baked together. Shanoishche is the measure that they bite into each other. So they're connected with each other. Avol Keochen, but separate rolls, it won't help to put it in the basket. Only if they connect with each other. But an entirely separate, the basket won't help to make him chayav v'challah. So he said, "Oh, eat ma'ala." We learn, "Omer v'chanina, afilu kachen." That's all. You don't pass in that way. It's even kachen, even separate rolls, and each one was a small batch of dough by itself, and you baked it separately. But later you put them all together in one basket, even though the rolls are not connected with each other at all. Still, the basket, the mitzarev v'challah, say that. Boy, Rabbi Yomayah. Tavla, a board, a plain board. She ain't low levas, doesn't have any rim. Ma hu was the din. It means, if it was a box has a rim around it. So you put the separate rolls into a box. The box is mitzarev then. A basket has a rim around it. Mitzarev then. Suppose it's a board without any rim, but on that one board you put a number of rolls, a number of matzahs. Is that board metzara then to be chayav v'challah or not? Levaz means a rim, has no rim. Ma, what's it? She said, toich klibi, you need the inside of a keli. to be Messiah. But Olek, it's not inside. Or do not perhaps Avi Akeli, the airspace above Akeli in Eid. Behold, he can is. It's airspace above the Akeli, because the board is Akeli. And the airspace above the board is Messiah. Take it. So it means the question, not answer, say that. Tanya Abelezai Mehasal Mitzorupon, like we learned, the basket. Adds them together to Chiv Chalav. Rabbi Shuri Me'atana Mitzorupon. Not the basket, but only in the stove. It means if they you put the dough in the stove, so since it's in the status of a dough, even though it's baked there, that adds them together. While they're still dough, they're together in one stove, and that makes them all chayav in challah. But if they're baked already, and you take them out from the stove, let's say baked separately, one by one in the stove, and you take them out, the salt won't add them together. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says nothing in Mitzarev. Only kikhe shel bovel shen leisle zumazu. And bovel, when they make rolls that are stuck together, that's mistavas. Other things are not mistavas, he holds. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.